Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today, we talk to Patrick Zuger from GPV Switzerland, which is a massive fabricator and assembly facility across Europe and China. You're going to enjoy learning about how when he designed so close to manufacturing assembly, the learnings that he takes away. He also did a great talk at Altium Live in Europe, and he'll tell us about the feedback he got there on his design process, and he's gonna share his design process with you, so I think you're gonna enjoy it. Lastly, Patrick is a beta user, and I asked him about his initial impressions of Altium Designer 20 before it's released. I think you're gonna enjoy this one. Lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today on the On Track podcast. We're looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So I thought it'd be interesting to have you on today, Patrick, because you were just a speaker at Altium Live in Frankfurt. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about the talk that you gave and, you know, sort of the feedback maybe you got from the attendees?
Yeah, my primary idea was to show in the presentation how you can work with Altium Designer. As my job as PCB designer in an EMS company, I see a lot of PCB designs and datas, and that's why I started to create a workflow for Altium Designer. And that's what I like to show in the presentation, how you can do that with some other tools, and that's the idea behind it.
I bet you see a lot of things that could be done better.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah. So I think it's really interesting how over the last 5-10 years that a lot of EMS companies have brought in one or more designers to be inside that, you know, inside the EMS company and work right alongside project managers. And what do you see as the benefit for you at GPV particularly?
The benefit is that I, as a PCB designer, are very close to our production site. And in this case, I really know how to do the PCB correctly, that they had no problems doing the production for assembly or assemble them together. And I think that's the biggest benefit for a PCB designer inside of a EMS supplier.
Can you tell us a little bit about GPV, the size of your company, what kind of work you do, and what areas of the world, and so forth?
GPV has about 4,000 employees worldwide.
Wow.
We have locations in Mexico, in Europe, in Asia, in China, in Sri Lanka, in Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the sites are manufacturing. The biggest one, I think, is in Sri Lanka,
mm-hmm.
with about 1,200 people there.
Wow.
And engineering department, we have two. Both in Switzerland. And our products we have is everything from medical to consumer electronics, industrial, everything almost.
Yeah, right. That's a huge EMS company. I didn't realize it was that large.
We are one of the 10 biggest in Europe.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea.
Yeah, because I have to say, the GPV formerly came from Denmark, and they mostly active there and they acquired my company.
I
so
see.
They grow.
I see.
It was beginning of 2019.
Interesting.
They acquired CCS.
Interesting. Well, did you get any specific feedback from the people in your class that you taught at Altium Live, or can you share a couple tips and tricks with our listeners that may have not been able to attend? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. Sorry about that.
I get a lot of very positive feedback and a lot of business cards who are interested in the templates. And there are really, really many feedback. One of the interests was, oh, really nice feedback. I never thought about this possibility so far, and we will use that for our next templates. And also, how do you do the work or the workflow? We will use them in a more or less same way. And now I had a lot of really, really cool feedback.
That's wonderful. If you'd be willing to share it with me,
okay,
I can share it with the OnTrack audience as well. I'm sure they'd be loved to have it as well.
Yeah.
For those that weren't able to attend Altium Live.
No problem. I will send you a link where you can download it. Because
you.
It's a little bit huge.
Okay.
File.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm sure people will appreciate that. Well, Patrick, besides being a designer for GPV, you are also an Altium beta user. So I thought it'd be interesting for our listeners to get a sort of an inside peek of what it's like to be a beta user. So how long have you been a beta user for Altium?
Since I began using Altium. This is 7 years now. And I heard the possibility for a beta use, I heard from my key account manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fill out the form and now I'm in.
So what value do you see, I mean, for you doing that? What compelled you to do it and what value do you see in doing that?
The biggest benefit.
Oh, go ahead.
The biggest benefit for me is I'm very close at the developers with that, and I can really get or really put in my ideas directly to the developers and discuss it with them. And what's also interesting is to see what they're thinking or they're developing and see how their new features work. And that's very interesting. And the more biggest benefit, as I said, was I'm really close to the developer and can help develop this product.
Do you have a sense that since you are a beta user, that the developers are listening to you and some of your ideas are getting implemented in our tool?
Yes, I think they listen. I had some couple of ideas which I discussed with them, and the next version it was in. So I think they really, really listen.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, we very much value our beta users, and thank you so much for your input on that. So in addition to your experience as a beta user, you've also already had a chance to look at Altium Designer 20. So I thought some of our listeners might like to hear your opinion instead of just our opinion on what our tool is. We'd like to hear what you think about it. So let me ask you a few questions about Altium Designer 20, since you are a beta user. How would you describe the significance of Altium Designer 20 compared to other releases?
I think Altium Designer 20 is a meaningful development and a refinement of really important areas. So I think the biggest step was AD 18 with the new design and change to 46-bit.
64-bit. Yeah.
64-bit. Uh-huh. And I think this is AD 20 is really a refinement of the new concept of Altium Designer. And the new features were inside the return path or the update of the routing engine. the new schematic renderer. It's also a DirectX in schematic, and also the dynamic compiler. Really interesting, not interesting, important updates which pushes the software further.
Okay, that's great. So, how long have you been using Altium Designer 20 now as a beta user?
Let me think. That was, I think, September or August.
Okay, so.
Yeah, since the first version was 2001, I think.
So maybe 6-8 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, okay. I think so, yeah.
6-8 weeks. And since you've been using it and sort of giving it a test drive, what do you think are the top three features that are an improvement in Altium Designer 20?
My favorite is the routing improvement. That's way better than before. For example, in 2019, it was a little bit difficult to move around existing tracks. Mm-hmm. The best way were just delete them all and route them new. Mm-hmm. But now with the 8020, it's much easier. You can arrange them or the rearrange, and then you're a lot faster.
So it gives you speed of the routing.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
That's really, really.
Okay, so that's really one. What are two other of your favorite features?
Next favorite is the dynamic compilation.
Okay.
Because I'm one of these users who every time forget to compile the project and think, oh, why is this value not there? Oh, forgot to compile. Okay. that's really cool. And also, and I wait a long time for that, where the creepage rule.
Okay.
Because we had some applications or PCBs which has main voltage 220 volts and so, and
wow,
that's really, really helpful, this new rule. I was very happy to saw it. Oh, well, cool, creepage rule.
Yeah, people who are using high voltage, that seems to be one of their favorites for sure. So what do you think, back in 17, you know, I think that wasn't everybody's favorite. There was potentially some stability issues and crashes there. How do you feel the stability of Altium Designer 20 is?
In fact, there's still a beta. I think it's very good. So I had not as much crashes as I had with Altium Designer 18, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very stable. I use it for small designs already, and just it works. And I had maybe one crash a day, but that's okay, I think. So.
Okay, good. So, five words that describe the interactive routing.
Yep.
Five words.
Impressive, intelligent, fast, forward-thinking, and smooth.
Ooh, that's a good one. Good job. It's almost like you rehearsed that one. That was very good. Thank you. How would you compare the interactive routing features of Altium Designer 20 with any other tool you've used in the past or in the present?
That's a little bit of a difficult question because I only use Altium Designer.
Okay.
And
have you ever used any other tools?
Yeah, before I used Pulsonix.
Mm-hmm.
And then before PCAD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say because I grew up with these tools.
Yeah.
And it gets better. I think for me, Altium Design is the best tool, and it's hard to say.
Okay, that's fair enough.
What is the number one feature that is a quality that helps your design flow and your workflow improve that you've noticed in Altium Designer 20? Something that speeded things up or made things easier or just improved your life?
For me, the cleanup of the components properties panel in the schematic editor.
Okay.
Before, we had a lot of tabs there, I think three, and they combined to each other, and I think that's the overview is much better now, and I think that's the answer for this point, I think. So.
Okay, very good. What is the number one time savings feature in Altium Designer 20?
I think the efficiency of the new routing engine.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, before I had to delete all the tracks instead of rearrange them, and now I can rearrange them, and so I think I'm a lot faster than before.
Okay, good. And now we're asking you to be completely honest here, okay? What do you feel that has not been addressed in Altium Designer 20 that maybe we need to address?
The outjob files. Yep, that's the files where you configure your settings to get the data out, and I think there have nothing for a long time. They did nothing there, and I think it should be some changes there for more efficient or more automation stuff. So,
okay,
I think.
How significant do you think the tune for delay feature is? Does that impact you, Patrick?
Not directly.
Okay.
No, we have not a lot of high-speed designs at the moment, so that doesn't really impact me.
All right.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
Instead of the tuning the length, the propagation delay tuning makes much more sense.
Okay. To me. Fair enough. With the release of Altium Designer 20, do you think there's any type of board that our tool cannot address?
No, I don't think so. Maybe one point is when the board is huge, then Altium Designer gets a little bit slow. That maybe could be a problem, but normal designs, I would say no. Altium Designer can handle that.
Okay. Two more questions. What are the top three features, not just in this release, just in Altium Designer in general, what top three features set Altium Designer apart from other design tools?
The 3D capabilities, mm-hmm. The active BOM with the manufacturer part search. I love that feature. It's awesome. And of course, routing engine, the new one.
Okay, that was good. You came up with those quick. So, you know, you said you've grown up with Altium Designer 20, but you have a choice what tool you use. So, what keeps you kind of coming back to Altium? Like, what are the things that make you choose this tool over other tools?
First, I think it's easy to use. The 3D capabilities, the big community. For example, in all our educations, schools, they're using Altium Designer. I think it's the best value for money. And Altium is listen to the users, I think. And the beta program. I really enjoy that.
Great. Wonderful. Well, thank you for your frank input. And like I said, I really think that it's a value to our listeners to hear from you and not just us patting ourselves on the back. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for calling us. I know it's late in Switzerland and it's early here, but thank you so much for taking the time. And
it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being a valued beta user. Thank you for teaching at Altium Live, and you're a valued member of the Altium community and family. And thank you so much for even taking the time to come on the podcast today.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks.
To our listeners, thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation with Patrick Zuger. We look forward to being with you next time. Until then, remember to always stay on track.